Well, welcome to our Christmas program. It's very exciting to be here today. This story is a very, very old one. It's a true story that took place over 2,000 years ago. We can read about it today in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke 2 in the Bible. It's a fascinating account of how God broke 400 years of silence when he sent an angel to announce the arrival of a baby to an ordinary Jewish girl. Interesting. But it happened so long ago. How can it have anything to do with us now? Well, this special baby, fully God's son and fully human, grew up. He taught us how to live. He showed us the way to God. He was sentenced to death on a cross, even though he was innocent. And he still promises eternal life to everyone and all who believe in him. So Christmas is a celebration of Jesus coming down to earth, coming down to meet us where we're at and to save us from our sins. Join us as we wonder what the first Christmas may have been like. Sit back, or maybe lean forward, to get in on the action from back then and now. May we present the most amazing story of Christmas.
Welcome everyone to Bethlehem. Let us open our eyes and ears and listen to the story of when Christ was born.
Mary and Joseph, a pitiful sight, so tired and dirty they gave me a fright. Sickly or dying, what was the matter? A room in the inn, impossible chatter.
My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There'll be not a room in all of Bethlehem, I said. But their eyes told a story of hunger and need. I couldn't avoid them, so I tried a good deed.
I cleaned up the stable, Rachel cooked up a meal. We helped all we could at least that's how I feel. For we noticed that Mary was expecting and soon, so we prepared for delivery right under the moon.
The child came so quickly, his face seemed alight, as if God had shown God's presence so bright. Joseph said softly, "It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end fear and hatred, darkness and sin. Instead, God gave light to let God's love in."
Jesus. My animals were calm, quieter than normal. They often were noisy and never too formal. They always were eating or else they were sleeping. The stable required continuous sweeping. But on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It's as if they were aware that God had just hushed them, had fed and watered and carefully brushed them.
They knew, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable.
We don't often see angels in flight, but on the first Christmas, they lit up the night.
They appeared to the shepherds, and boy, were they scared. Angels, cried one, will any lives be spared?
Are they here to destroy us? Is our time up on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drunk our last cup?
But peace on earth, goodwill to all, was the angels' sweet song that was their call. With a light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels hallelujahed and sang it with glee. To Bethlehem shepherds the angels directed to see Jesus the Christ whom God has perfected. Go worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christmas joy for all of your days.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. The shepherds, I told you, were scared and stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. That's what they thought. That's how they explained. Perplexed and afraid, they loudly complained.
But the angels' song calmed them, and then they believed. They rejoiced when they knew, and they were quite relieved. They went to the stable to worship the Lord. When they left, they began to spread the good word.
The star that shone brightly led wise persons at night to Bethlehem's stable, to the manger's strange light. They came bearing gifts in worship and love, praising God for God's wonders from heaven above.
The wise men were kings and they knelt on my straw. It was the oddest of things that I ever saw. If kings bring him treasure, then maybe you too can worship with the pleasure the person of Jesus who came to us all. So worthy of praise, for he brings us God's call.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God for healing from strife.
Come unto me, all you who labor, and I'll give you rest forever to savor.
It was the very first Christmas, and there in a manger, the Christ child was born. It couldn't have been stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men, a star. They came to see Jesus. They came from afar.
They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to the earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Savior of the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored.
So now at Christmas, we all take delight in the gift that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts that we receive and the ones that we give, let us never forget, it's in Christ that we live.
We now invite everyone to join us as we sing Joy to the World.
Yeah, we will sing verses one, the first verse and the last verse. So I invite you to stand with us as the kids are standing, and let's sing heartily.
Joy to the world. Prepare.